In the days following the Newtown, Connecticut shootings, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, says their organization was inundated with calls from parents worried about their children who have mental health issues. Terry Russell is the executive director with NAMI's Ohio branch. He, like other mental health service providers, welcomed the new program.
Yeah, we're very pleased. I think the governor recognized that something had to be done, and although this certainly isn't going to solve all the problems, they've come up with a program called the Crisis Stabilization for Children. And really, this is children both with mental illnesses or developmentally disabled whose behavior is such that the family just absolutely can't control behavior.
Russell says that it's unclear how the new funds will be distributed among mental health service providers, but his organization's mission is clear.
We have over 1,000 families that we're right now interacting with. When a family is in real trouble, the problem with kids is it's not with just the mental health system, it's with the schools, it's criminal justice, children's services. Families are just, they don't know what to do. So we have 75 people who've been trained to go with that family as an advocate and participate in programs, whatever it takes, to get the kid into service.
That was Terry Russell, executive director with the Ohio branch of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. He also cautioned that mental illness is not at all synonymous with violence, but early detection programs like this one will be critical in preventing situations like the one in Newtown and elsewhere. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.